Hallelujah. Good to see all y'all smiling faces. Some of you not smiling, but you will be shortly, hopefully. Hallelujah. It's been a great week. You know, it truly has. Truly has. Amen. Y'all ready for the family meeting after church? Yes. You and me both. Amen. Because I know what kind of food we brought. I'm hungry. It's going to be good. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to pray and get into it. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. Father God, I thank you, not my will, but your will be done this morning, Father God. And I yield my tongue and body to you this morning. And make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth everything that you would have for this church, for these individuals, but not only them, but myself, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the word that's being brought this morning. I thank you will continue to meditate on it and to chew on it and to grow in it. And I thank you for it and give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe we're going to talk about joy again this morning. Amen. Because you can never go wrong with joy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of people need joy right now.
Amen.
Focusing on everything else but joy, it's a detriment to your life. It truly is. Let's turn over to Jeremiah 15:16 real fast, please. I'm going to go over a few scriptures that we talked about Wednesday. Amen. Excuse me, sorry. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
All right. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy words, did I tell y'all verse 16?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank God. All right, we'll start over. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Amen. Amplified says, your words were found, and I ate them, and your words were to me a joy and the rejoicing of my heart. You should not ever read the Bible and feel sad. It's pretty much physically impossible. It really is. Unless you just purpose in your own heart to be sad while you're reading it. You should have heard a better amen than that. Because you know I can still read something and choose to be mad about it the whole time I'm reading it. Amen. Amen. It's just like when we was kids and we had to eat green beans or whatever. We didn't want to. We was mad about it the whole time, but we ate them. Right? Did we like them? No. Why'd we eat them? Because if not, you're going, after you woke up, you'd have to get back to the table and eat them. Right? The message says, when your words showed up, I ate them. Swallowed them whole. What a feast. What delight I took in being yours. The living, it says, your words are what sustain me. They are food to my hungry soul. They bring joy to my sorrowing heart and delight me. I looked up the word sustain in the Noah Webster, and I just like some of the definitions. So I'm going to read them to you. Okay. Thank you. So the first one is the 1828 Noah Webster. Sustain means to hold. Amen. Sorry. To keep from falling. To keep from falling. Sustain, to keep from falling. And then it says, as a rope sustains a weight. Right? It's either 60s, 70s, or 80s, somewhere in there. There was these guys, they aired up this hot air balloon, and it ended up breaking the stakes that was holding it down. And so a bunch of guys were holding on to the ropes. Well, they couldn't hold it, and so it went off in the air. And so quite a few guys continually held on to the rope. right? And them holding on with their hands. And this was a while. This wasn't just 1 or 2 minutes. They continued to drop like flies just off the ropes and dying, falling to their death. But there was one guy that stayed up there the entire time. And this was like an all-day deal. This was like hours. And everybody was amazed. They were like, how is he hanging on still to this rope? It's been up there for hours now, like 10, 15, 20 hours, right? Like just going around. And so it finally, I guess, lost some of its hot air or whatever and started actually coming back down. And it came back down. They got the guy to check him. He's like, no, I'm fine. You know, everything's good. And so they start, news reporters, I think it was in like a Time magazine or something like that. And the news reporters were like, how in the world did you hang on that whole time? He said, I didn't. Well, how'd you stay up there? He said, well, I just let the rope hold my weight. I tied it around me. He had allowed that to keep hold him. That way he wouldn't fall. He allowed the rope to hold him. And see, whenever we get in the Word and we figure out what is ours and what belongs to us, see, it'll hold us. It'll sustain us. See, everybody else might have just turmoil and everything else going on in their life. But us as Christians, I said us as Christians, we obviously should look different then. Because they should be coming to us asking us, what is different? Why aren't you having the same kind of problems I'm having? And we could be. We could be having the same exact problems. But us going through it is a lot easier than them going through it. And so then they're wanting to know why. How? What's your secret? What do you do that I'm not doing? And what is that going to do? Say, bring it to the Word, to God. So what's that going to do? There you go. You're right. Amen. Bring them right to God, right? Because it's not us, right? Mm-mm. It's all God. It sustains us. It keeps us from falling. See, we might trip. I said, we might trip. But what are you doing when you do trip? You know? And that's a good question we need to be asking ourselves. What do I do if I fall, if I trip sometimes? What do I do? Do I beat myself up? I can't believe I did that. Look, we all trip sometimes. It's fine. Get up. Keep moving forwards. Because if Satan can convince you to stay on the ground, you'll stay there for the rest of your life. Sustain also means to maintain, to keep alive. Amen. To maintain, to keep alive. To bear, to endure without falling or yielding. Amen. To bear, to endure without or falling. Did I say falling? Sorry. Without failing or yielding. Amen. I'm going to read that to y'all again. To bear, to endure, without failing or yielding.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Trust me, we're going to get it eat in a minute. All right? Let's just hang on for a few minutes. We'll be there real quick. We'll go eat all the food. Then we'll go home and take naps. All right.
Amen.
Got an amen on that. Got an amen on that one. Amen. Where are we at? Jeremiah. That's a good place. All right. Amen. Go over to Nehemiah 8 real fast, please. Where did I tell you to go? Nehemiah. Actually, go over to Psalms 32:1 real fast. You knew it was going to happen. Psalms 32:11. Actually, go over to Nehemiah 8. I'll read Psalms 32 to you. All right, and we're back. Go to Nehemiah 8:10. I'll go to Psalms 32. We'll just meet in the middle. All right. Psalms 32:11, it says, be glad in the Lord and rejoice. See, and that's where a lot of people fail. Amen. It says, be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Not going to lie to you sometimes, you know, it's, we need to let our face know.
Yes, amen.
Because if you ever have the opportunity to stand in front of people, it's kind of it'll kind of let you know what you're feeding on too. Amen. Amen. Y'all are a tough crowd this morning. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What does rejoice to you mean? A little bit of everything. To me, rejoicing is just having a ball.
That's right. Amen.
Really is. Thank you. Amen. Maybe we could play that music while I preach. They wake up a little bit and I'll go. Be glad in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we need to make sure we're doing that. Be glad in the Lord. Well, why am I going to be glad? Because, number one, we ain't going to hell if we're saved.
Amen.
Number two, I don't have to live a defeated life. Number three, I don't have to deal with sickness and lack. Number four, I don't have to deal with what everybody else is dealing with. We could sit here and go on forever. But if you actually get in the Word of God and see what belongs to you, you'll realize I don't have to deal with none of that. Does that stuff still try to come against me? Yeah, yeah. Satan's not just going to leave you alone because you're saved. He wants to kill you. I don't know if you knew that or not. He wants to steal everything from you. But he can't. He can't. Not because of us, but because of the one that's backing us. The one, he gave us his authority. And so I can command Satan to take his hands off stuff, leave me alone, and he has to. Amen. And that's why I'm able to be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Amen. Yesterday, we went up to the Walpaws for a couple of days and played around in the snow. And I went to go up this one mountain and it got a little deep. And so I reversed, and when I was coming back down, it was a little bit, I knew it was deep, didn't know it was that deep. And so I ended up pushing snow with my bumper. And if you've seen my side-by-side out there, it's kind of tall off the ground, right? So I was like, well, I'm stuck. So do you think I got mad, and Chelsea and the girls was with me because they was on the four-wheeler. Do you think I got mad and threw a fit?
No.
I laughed. I really did. I said, babe, we stuck. We stuck. Because what is it going to change if I get mad and throw a fit about it? Is that really going to get me unstuck? This stupid thing, start slamming the door. Now I probably just broke my door. Now I'm going to have to pay for something. And even though it was me that was driving. We're blaming the machine. And we're telling the machine where to go. Amen. That's pretty good. Amen. But it's just like that with anything else, though. Why are we trying to get mad at stuff? Why? So much easier to laugh. Well, you got to learn to. Because we learned how to be mad at stuff, right?
Yes.
And we learned that from a kid, you know, a little kid. You have to share. Right? Right? And if we wasn't educated as a younger age, then that'll grow up into our adult life.
Yes,
and that's why you see a bunch of people like that. Because see, when you're a kid and you get taught by correctly, when I told you no, I mean no, bow, it educates them. It lets them know I shouldn't be doing that. Amen. Moving along, because some of y'all looked a little weird about that one. Nehemiah 18, real fast. Amen.
Amen.
It says, for the joy of the Lord is what?
My strength.
Whose strength?
My strength.
Whose?
My.
What is yours? The strength. The joy of the Lord is your what?
Strength.
And stronghold, amplified. But the joy of the Lord is your what?
Strength.
Amen. The joy of the Lord is your what?
Strength.
See, some people don't believe that. That's why we're not answering.
Yeah.
Some people don't believe that I'd be able to laugh myself out of a situation. Some people don't believe that I can actually enjoy life, laugh, and just have fun and not really be able to be fazed by any of the stuff going on.
Amen.
Because right there, if the Bible says it, I believe it. That settles it. Pretty much. That's just for me.
Amen.
Because if it says the joy of the Lord is my strength, well, I'm going to figure out how to get into that.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Amen. Right. The living, it says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. You must not be dejected and sad. Mm-hmm. Say, I won't be sad.
I won't be sad.
I won't be sad.
I will not be sad.
Good. Amen. I'm glad. Don't let Satan convince you that you're going to be. Amen. Turn over to Proverbs 17 real fast, please. We're going to have to move a little quicker. There's some other ones I want to get to real fast. Psalms, where?
Proverbs 17.
Yeah, that one. We'll go there first. Proverbs 17. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
I'll read it to you out of a few of them. It says, a merry heart. Are y'all there?
Where at?
Oh, I thought. Proverbs 17:22. And we're back. All right. Proverbs 17:22. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. A happy heart is what? Huh. A happy heart is good
medicine.
And a cheerful mind works what?
Healing.
What does a broken spirit do?
Dries your bones.
Amen. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. The living, a cheerful heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit makes one sick.
Yes.
Amen. A rejoicing heart doeth good to the body. A joyful heart worketh an excellent cure.
Amen.
A joyful heart worketh an excellent cure.
Amen.
A happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing. That's Amplified. Then the message is, the Passion. It says, a joyful, cheerful heart brings healing to both body and soul. But the ones whose heart is crushed struggles. Say struggles.
Struggles.
Struggles with sickness and depression.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the Word will answer every question we have.
Yes, sir.
You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
So, if I'm... Amen. Cheerful heart brings healing to both the body and soul. Say body.
Body.
But the ones whose heart is crushed struggles with sickness and depression.
Mm-hmm.
Struggles with sickness and depression.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yes.
Turn over to Psalm 16 real fast, please. Psalm 16:11. I guess I should probably turn there. The Amplified. It says, you will show me the path of life in your presence. Where at?
In his presence.
Whose presence?
God's presence.
What's in his presence?
Fullness of joy.
Fullness of joy.
Amen.
Where is it at?
In his presence.
Whose presence?
God's presence.
When's the last time you really laughed? When's the last time you truly laughed? This is things we need to ask ourselves. Because if we really, really went a whole year without laughing, or even a month, or even a week without truly laughing? Let me say that. Amen. In his presence is fullness.
Amen.
Of what?
Joy.
In your presence?
No.
At your job?
No, sir.
What the news is telling you?
No, sir.
What your bank account says?
No.
How your body's feeling?
No, sir.
What your neighbor told you?
No.
Where's it at?
In His presence.
But what's in His presence?
The fullness of joy.
The fullness of joy. I looked up fullness in the Noah Webster. Guess what it says? It says a state at being filled so as to leave no part vacant.
Amen. Amen.
See, joy, it's a... How did I write it? You got to have an expression. Joy, if you're full of joy, if you have enough of it, it will have to find a way of expression. There it is. Joy, if you're actually full of joy, it'll have to find a way of expression. What does that look like? What does joy really look like? Not just smiling. It involves quite a bit of stuff, to be honest with you. Singing, dancing, laughing. Laughing so hard that you can't breathe. Because see, whenever we walk around like this, it's going to make people question everything in their life that's going on. That don't know God. Amen. It's going to make them question everything in their life. Because they want to know why, how are we so happy right now with what's going on in the world? How are you this joyful with really what's going on right now? How? Well, it's got nothing to do with me. I just spend time around the throne because I figured out in His presence, there's always what?
Fullness of joy.
That means nothing else is able to come out. See, when you get full of joy, you ain't going to start talking to everything else. Lack, doubt, unbelief, sickness, my body hurts. I hope I can see by the time I'm this age. I hope I'll be able to walk by the time of this age. Your mouth won't be full of that, but in His presence, you'll have fullness of joy. And fullness means there's no other room for anything else to come out but just laughing and enjoying life. Amen. Turn to... amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. 10. Turn on 1 Peter 1:8 real fast, please. Let's go over this one. Actually, Philippians 4:4. I'm sorry, you know, we're getting there. Philippians 4:4. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. All right. See, some of y'all was already there. See, you're on. It says, rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord when?
Always.
When?
Always.
Whenever you're having a good day. Whenever all the bills are paid. See, anybody can rejoice at that time. But it takes somebody that knows the fullness of joy to be able to praise in times that are hard. It'll take somebody that's in His presence where the fullness of joy is to be able to praise whenever His kids are sick. Or their kids are sick. The rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say what? Rejoice. Philip, there we go. Delight yourself in the Lord, yes. Listen, it says, find your joy. Find your joy in Him at all times. I'm going to be real honest with y'all. Some of y'all need to find it, please. Or at least let your face know that you're happy. I'm just joking. He's always picking on us. No, I'm just playing. Trying to get y'all to laugh. Because see, if I get y'all to laugh, and then we're all awake, right? Yes, amen. All right, good. And we're back. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Delight yourself in the Lord, yes. Find your joy in Him at all times. At all times. At all times. Amen. Rejoice at all times. Amen. United as you are to the Lord, I repeat it, rejoice. Be full of joy always. Be full of joy always.
Amen.
Be full of joy always, because you belong to the Lord. Again, I say, be full of joy. By the help of the Lord, always keep up the glad spirit. Yes, I will repeat it. Keep up the glad spirit. Amen. Another one says, never lose your Christian joy. Let me say it again, never lose it. Then another one says, all joy be yours at all times in your union with the Lord. Amen. I love how it keeps talking about at all times. Amen. At all times, right? Amen. And then the living, it says, always be full of joy in the Lord. Amen. Always be full of joy in the Lord. Amen. Well, you don't understand what's going on. I don't. But I'm sure that God knew what he was doing when he wrote the Bible. I'm actually 100% sure he knew exactly what he was doing, because he knew that we'd have tests and trials and things trying to bring us down. He knew Satan wanted to kill us and to defeat us in life, but he gave us a way of escape. He gave us a way to enjoy life, even though all these things might be coming against us.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Amen. Turn over to 1 Peter 1:8, please. Say amen when you get there. 1 Peter 1:8. It says, whom having not seen, ye love in whom? Though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with what?
Joy.
And then what?
Unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen. The very last part of that, it says with joy what?
Unspeakable and full of glory.
With joy what?
Unspeakable.
Unspeakable.
Yes, sir.
Unspeakable. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Joy that's unspeakable. It means you can't express it in words. A joy that is unspeakable. It means that you can't speak it, but you got to express it one way or another. See, joy that's unspeakable, it can't be expressed at all with words. At all. And so talking to some people, I wonder if they even know what joy is. I wonder if they've ever truly experienced the God kind of joy. Well, let's look at it real fast. Acts 2, please. Turn over there real quick. Amen.
Amen.
Acts 2. We'll start about verse. Let me pull it up here. About 12, I think. It's unspeakable. It is unspeakable. Amen. Joy is unspeakable. That means that it's got to find a way out. It means that you're going to express it one way or another. Yes. Laughing, dancing, shouting, running. Yes. It's joy.
Yes.
Joy. Amen. Yes. Joy in the Holy Ghost. See, some people don't know the fellowship with the Holy Ghost, because with the Holy Ghost, joy is always accompanied with it.
Yes.
Because we'll look at it right here. Acts 2, verse about 12, it says, and amen. I'm reading it classic. And all were what?
Amazed.
Yeah, pull up the Amplified, please. It says, and all were beside themselves with amazement.
Amen.
And were puzzled and bewildered, saying one to another, what can this mean? But others made a joke of it what's that word? Yep. Said. Where am I at? I lost my spot. Sorry. Said, They are simply drunk and full of sweet, intoxicating wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "You Jews and all you residents of Jerusalem, let this be explained to you so that you will know and understand. Listen closely to what I have to say. For these men are not what? As you imagine. For it is only the third hour, about 9 o'clock of the day, 9 a.m., which in another one it talks about it's only the third hour of the day, the first time for prayer, right? But instead, this is the beginning of what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, God declares, that I will pour out of my spirit upon mankind. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, telling forth the divine counsel, and your young men shall see visions, divinely granted appearance, and your old men shall dream divinely suggested dreams. But what made them think that everybody was drunk? It made people actually think they were drunk. By the way they were acting. Were they drunk?
No, sir.
On the new wine, but not the old wine.
Yes, sir.
See, you can get so it just beside yourself.
Yes, sir. Amen.
With joy. That's unspeakable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, how do I do that? Well, you got to yield to it.
Amen.
You do have to yield to it, and you just got to make a declaration to yourself. You know what? I'll stop just throwing a fit about everything. I'll stop allowing everything to tell me how I'm going to feel, and I'll start letting the Word tell me how I'm going to feel. And I'll just start letting that joy just develop and bubble up on the inside of me, and I'll express it.
Amen.
Amen. Because joy that's unspeakable, is can't be talked about in words. And so that sounds a lot like what was going on there in Acts 2. Because everybody, they're like, man, look at all these people. They're all drunk, acting stupid. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. This guy, he just fell down 4 flights of stairs and he's laughing. What's really going on right now? It made them question their entire life. But it drew them to who? God, right? Because they're starting to question it. How are y'all this happy? How? Why are y'all this? Y'all have to be drunk. That's the only explanation for how happy you are. You have to be on drugs or you have to be drunk. See, that's the only way people know how to enjoy joy. And that's why they always want to accompany it with alcohol or drugs. That's the only way you can be happy, is you're probably doing drugs or drunk. You've been drinking already? You've been drinking? Where at work, you could get fired. But it's funny that the world, that's the only way they know how to accompany it with joy. But we know of something different. Because in His presence is what?
Fullness of joy.
See, you spend time around the throne, you're going to come, oh, hallelujah. You ain't going to come out the same way you went in. If you don't want to. Because you could just enjoy life every single day. Turn over to Psalms 126 real fast, please. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. When's the laugh time? That's a new word. You can put that in your book. When's the last time you truly laughed uncontrollably? When the Lord brought again, I told y'all 126. Thank God. Psalms 126, starting verse 1. I'm going to read it classic. Okay, thank you. When the Lord brought back the captives who were returned to Zion, we were like those who dreamed. It seemed so unreal. Then.
Yes.
Then.
Amen.
Then. were our mouths filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Read it out of the... Do you have the King James? I have it. When the Lord turned again the captive... Then I'm going to read verse 2. It says, then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. Then said they among who?
The heathen.
Amen. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the who?
Heathen.
The Lord had done great things for who? So it's funny that the heathen recognized that God's done great things for them before they did. The heathens recognized that God's delivered them, that
Amen.
God's taken care of them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know what? I don't care. Y'all can sit there if you want to, but I'm going to enjoy this. Amen. I really don't care. I've been trying to hold back because some of y'all just really look angry. I'm not going to lie to you. But you can do what you want to. Hallelujah. Because in His presence is fullness of joy. And I'm not going to base my life off how you feel. I'm going to let you know that. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to enjoy it to the full, to the overflow. That means my mouth's going to be full of laughter. That means I'm going to enjoy life every single day of my life. You can do what you want. I could care. I do care, but I'm not going to base my life off of it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not. Hallelujah. Because in His presence is fullness of joy. Amen. God wouldn't have me go this way if we just to tickle your ears or make you feel good. Obviously, somebody needed it or needs it, and you need to learn to yield to it. That's the deal. You need to learn to yield to it. How do I do it? Just sit around and go, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Because then you start thinking about it. The Lord turned again the captivity. So they were captive. So then you read over in Hebrews 12, because the church is called Zion now, right? So He turned our captive. So we're not slaves to sin any longer. We're not slaves to sickness and disease any longer. We're not slaves to sadness, depression.
Amen.
And you start thinking about that, and it does make you happy.
Yes, sir.
It truly does. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you really, you know, I said it Wednesday. I back home in Pawnee. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Dad was having a meeting. That's what it was. And my aunts was up front laying on the floor in the front left. I was on the second row and I was watching them. They were up on the left hand side on the floor laughing uncontrollably. Like I thought they was about to pass out because they were so red and laughing. You just couldn't, like, you know, couldn't even, no air left, right? And so I was sitting there and I was just sitting there watching them, looking at them. And I'm like, look at that. And, you know, curiosity, I said, you know what? I want that too.
Amen.
And so I got my happy self up, and I really just laid right beside them. I laid right beside them. It took a few minutes, but I got to where I couldn't breathe.
Amen.
And I ain't been the same since. So if you do need some help in laughing, I know a few people that can really help you out. Tracy, she can laugh pretty good. What's that? Yes. Leslie, if you sit by Leslie, just be ready. I know Tiana. So if you need a laughing partner, find somebody. But don't find somebody that looks sad and beat up. Because now you're in the same boat. Now we're going to be sad together. But you find somebody that can laugh. Hey, yeah. Amen. 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 Where am I at? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord hath done, verse 3, it says, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are what? Glad. Glad. So gladness and joy go together. You know that? Amen. But look at the first part, or second right there. It says, then was our mouth filled. What was it filled with?
Laughter.
What was it filled with?
Laughter.
What was it filled with?
Laughter.
Amen. Amen. Laughter, and our tongue with singing. Yeah. Amen. So gladness and joy, these are expressions of it, correct?
Yeah.
And then in Acts 2, about verse 12 right there, 13, people acting drunk, falling down, laughing uncontrollably. Those are also expressions of joy, correct?
Yes.
Amen. And so then we should definitely be looking like some of that if we're full of joy.
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't laugh in church. Why not? That's my question. On a serious note, why not? I truly have a question. Because the Bible talks way too much about joy for me not to have joy or to just be solemn. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Joy. Then was our mouth filled, 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 and filled with laughter.
Amen.
This means it's so full of laughter that you're not able to complain, gripe, murmur, talk about how somebody treated you, talk about why you think something's bad. Talk about, I can't believe that this faucet's leaking again. Amen. 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 I can't believe you need a new pair of shoes already. Amen. It makes all the difference in the world what we fill our mouth with. Because see, I can fill my mouth with that. Yesterday, I could have filled my mouth with anger. And threw a fit like a 3-year-old. Because if we want to be honest about it, whenever we throw a fit, we're just reverting back to when we as kids throwing a fit over something and we want to throw ourselves on the floor. That's pretty good. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. So if we really think about it, whenever we're throwing a fit, we look like a 3 to 5-year-old to everybody else around us. Amen. That'll learn you. Right? Amen. I guess I better stop throwing fits. So I had an opportunity to get mad. But I chose.
Amen.
See, I chose. God's not going to make you just laugh. Do you know that? Because right here it says, then was our mouth filled with laughter. So they had to do something. Because they got excited. Right? Because they're not captives no more. Look what God has done for us. See, and once you start thinking like they think, like they thought. See, it'd be hard for you to actually sit still.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, if you truly start thinking back to, you know what? I did go to drug rehab, but drugs didn't take my life. It almost destroyed them, but it didn't take me.
Amen.
Didn't. I went through the military and I survived everything going on through that. I made it through life. I got a lovely wife, great kids. We're doing awesome now. At the beginning, it looked like we could barely make it. I was making $500 every 2 weeks with a wife and 3-4 kids. It's rough when you got rent, and then you got food, and then you got gas, insurance. Amen. So whenever I start thinking back about that kind of stuff, I'm telling you, I really want to take off running, but I'm trying to keep talking to y'all so I can just let you know how good God truly is. Because when you start thinking like that, then you just, hallelujah, amen, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God forevermore, hallelujah, glory be to God, ha, 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 hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Turn over to Proverbs 17:22 real fast. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Well, you sound funny. Thank you. Ha, 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 ha. hallelujah. hallelujah. yeah, glory. Amen. Ha ha. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Ricky, I don't see how laughing is good like a medicine. Look, be honest with you. I don't either. Because I didn't write the Bible. I just know if I act upon what it says, that it'll do what it says. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I yield to a merry heart. What's a merry heart look like? Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. It's learning to laugh.
Amen.
It's learning to laugh. Because it said, what does the Bible say? What does it say?
A merry heart feels good like a medicine.
Like a what?
Medicine.
Huh. Huh, like a medicine?
Like a medicine.
Like a medicine.
Yes.
So you're telling me God knew what medicine was before doctors knew what it was?
Amen.
So you're telling me that God had medicine for everything before doctors had the medicine?
Amen.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Amen. Amen, yeah. You need to laugh more, right? Amen. 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 So you'll find a lot more things will start coming to you a lot faster if you do. If you start yielding to that a lot more. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. You know it's okay to laugh?
Amen.
Good. Poke your neighbor and say, I wouldn't laugh if I was you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ha, ha, ha. It's really easy to get into the flow.
Yes.
Because see, I just did ha, ha, ha for a few minutes, and then I got to laughing. And I made myself stop for a minute because I had to say something. But it's easy to get into.
Amen.
It's easy to get into.
Amen.
Amen. I really like Leslie's laugh because she really gets after laughing and it cracks me up. And then you say her name from up here, she gets really embarrassed too. So. Amen. Well, I have this kind of sickness or this thing going on in my body. But, okay. Well, God's got an answer. Well, what's the answer? It'll be Proverbs 17, verse 22. Proverbs 17, verse what?
22.
Yeah, amen. What does it say?
A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit.
You look like a fool laughing. I could care less. See, because I'm getting the answers that I need.
Amen.
You can do without your answers. I'm getting the answers I've been going after. See, you think it really fazed them over there on the day of Pentecost when everybody's like, look at them, they're all drunk. You think everybody stopped laughing and said, how dare you say that about us? Y'all want to fight? Or did they probably point at them and laugh more? See, because when you're happy, you're not so touchy.
Amen.
Amen. I said when you're laughing, you're not so touchy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We should all learn to enjoy joy more.
Amen.
Amen. We should all learn to yield to joy more. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I talked about it Wednesday. We learned our life how to yield to anger and mad, being mad. You know, we learned about that. But now we're going to have to switch it over and learn how to yield to joy. Amen? Amen. I know I had to. I had to learn to yield to joy a lot more. Because I got to where I, especially when I got in the military, I got to where I, whenever I'd get mad, I'd black out and I wouldn't know what I was doing until kind of afterwards I'd be like, what's going on right now, you know? So I learned how to yield to anger really good back then, but I had to stop doing it and learn how to yield to joy. Because Satan will operate in that anger like that and make you do something stupid that'll either get you put up in jail, get you shot and killed. Because what's he out to do? Kill, steal, and destroy. And so if he can get you to yield to anger and do something that's going to be able to steal something from you, first off, he already stole your joy because we're yielding to anger. Amen. Right? So then we just need to learn to yield to joy. Amen. Well, how do I do it? I showed you a second ago. Amen. Holy Ghost helped us, right? Holy Ghost will help you. You just go, ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 and then you'll hit a gusher. And then I suggest you don't drive. Like I said, I almost wrecked last year. I really did. I almost ran a stop sign and I almost ran a red light one day because I got to laughing and I started swerving. I was like, stop laughing. Because I would. I'd sit in my truck and I'd go, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. I'd sit there and do that. One day it took about 45 minutes of me just doing that. Well, I ain't got that kind of time. Well, if your problems look big enough, you'll find time. Amen. Amen. Well, was any of y'all helped this morning? I was. Amen. Don't forget Proverbs 17:22, please. Write it down. Take a note. Highlight it. Do whatever you need to do. Amen. Because that's an important scripture for us. Amen. Amen. Father God, we love, thank you, and praise you. And thank you, Father God, for helping us with the word. And Father God, we just ask you throughout this week, Holy Ghost, help us yield the joy more. Amen. In every situation. Not only just in happy times when everything's going smooth, but whenever Satan tries to come and steal, kill, or destroy, or to just disrupt my life, show me, Holy Ghost, remind me, yield to joy. Yield to joy. And I thank you, Father God, we will. And we'll see the victory on every single side of it. And we thank you for it and praise you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't forget, we're eating.